The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen.
Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat. Morzekani Yosef ben Sarah ben Maratz Kenati Yafab Bat Sarah. Rabbi Abraham ben Esther Hashem Elham began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashlema. Hashem ben Dina Hakam Siyon ben Esther. Sarah Ruhama Bat Achel ve Sarah Bat Achel. En Narefana Lahem. En Narefana Lahem. En Narefana Lahem. Ve Rahamim Ben Polin. En Narefana Lahem. Fata Nefesh or Fata Guf. For Atam Kerabal Bavik and Yerosov and Amar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Vav Amud Bet, starting from the new Mishnah. Kol mitzvah shehi tiluya ba'aris. Any mitzvah that is dependent on the land. Land of Israel. En anuheget ela ba'aris. So those laws only apply in the land. V'she'en ha'tiluya ba'aris, in any mitzvah that's not dependent on the land, the verse says, no'heget ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. It applies ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. A vague statement, we have to wait for the Gemara really to elaborate. Chutz, except min ha'orla. Okay, what is orla? Orla is the first 3 years of a fruit, a tree. The fruit are considered asur. That's called orla. Okay, so chutz min ha'orla, v'kil'ayim. Okay, kilayim, there are different types of kilayim. One type of kilayim is ziraim. You're not allowed to plant two different seeds in close proximity. You have kilayakirim. That's planting something next to a vine. You have harkavat ilanot. That's grafting. You have kilaybehema, plowing two different animals together. And you also have sha'atnez, which is wool and linen. All these are forms of kilayim. So it says, chutz min ha'orla v'kilayim rashi top line, sha'af apish shetiluyot ba'aretz. Even though these things depend on the land, no hagot af b'chutz la'aretz. Okay? Ha'orla, ha'alacha, v'akilayim medvrei sofrim, kedelkaman. Okay, which means these items are, orla is halakha l'moshe v'sinai. That's how we know it applies b'chutz la'aretz. And kilayim is midrabbanan, also in chutz la'aretz, like the Gemara is going to explain to us. The B and the Izer Omer Af Hechadash, which means there's a law of Chadash. What is that? Every year on the second day of Pesach, they brought a special Korban called Korban HaOmer. What does the Korban HaOmer do for us? It allows us to eat now the wheat of the last crop. Anything that was planted and took root before Korban HaOmer, Korban HaOmer Matirato. If you can eat all the wheat, right, that wheat is called Yashan. Before the Korban, it's called Hadash. After the Korban, it turns into Yashan, which is Mutar. So the Bidi Eitz says, Af Hadash. We don't know what that means. Af Hadash, what? We'll wait for the Gemara to explain the Bidi Eitz. Comes the Gemara and says, first of all, just pshat in the Mishnah. Mai Tiluya Umay She'ena Tiluya. You tell me, any mitzvah that's talui in the ares, applies bim ba'ares, bim chutz la'ares. En atiluya. What is the terminology? Idem atiluya, dichtiv ba'bi'ah. If you tell me, any mitzvah that says the word bi'ah, meaning kitabu'u il ha'ares. That's what it means, tiluya ba'ares. And it has in its description the word, kitabu'u il ha'ares. V'she'en atiluya, delo ketiv ba'bi'ah. And any mitzvah that doesn't say the word kitavo el ha'aris means it's not dependent on the land. If that's your description, no good. V'aretifidinu peter hamor, dichtiv ben bi'a, v'noagim ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. Right? How is tefillin introduced? With the words of v'ayaki, v'yacha, Hashem el ha'aris, like we read in the Pekadeshli called Bechor every day. Now, you're not going to tell me that tefillin is considered mitzvah tiluya ba'aris. Because we know tefillin applies ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. So that cannot be your description in any mitzvah that says bi'ah, kitavu. Good, Rashi. Tefillin u petramor kitibu v'ayaki bi'acha. V'parashat, kadishli, v'nohagim, בין בארץ, בין מחוץ לארץ. How do we know that she says תפילין השכחן בכמה דוקטים ברבנן המוראי דבביל דמראי תפילין. Amazing. That she's proof is, how do you know that תפילין is בחוץ לארץ? We would take it for granted. Because we found in the Gemariot that the Amoraim that lived in Babel were תפילין. That's the source that she finds for us that they're wearing tefillin in Chutz La'aretz. He says, "Tefillin ashkahan bekama duchtin berabbanan amoraed de babel de maraed tefillin." Okay. In any event, so therefore, it cannot be telui on vayakim yaka amar v'yuda haki kamar kol mitzvah shi'chovat haguf. Any mitzvah that's not dependent on the land per se, but it's dependent on the person, no heged ben ba'aris ben b'chutz la'aris. Chovat karka, but if the chova is on the land itself, that's considered tiluyah ba'aris. En ano heged ela ba'aris, rashi, chovat aguf, haynu, ena tiluyah ba'aris. Ena muteret lo ala karka, it doesn't depend on land, v'lo al gidulav, and not on its growths. Ela al gufo shel adam. Examples, kegon Shabbat, tefillin, avodat kukavim, Petr Hamor, Mila, Arayot. All these cases is on the person. Therefore it applies Ben Ba'aretz, Ben Ba'chutzlaretz. However, Chobat Karka, next Rashi, Shemutelet ala Karka, on the land, or Gedulat, Kegon, Terumot, Ma'asrot, Halla, Leket, Shechat, Pe'ah, Shevi'it, Hadash, Orla, Kelayim. All these mitzvot are subject on the land. Good, so that only applies in the land. Comes the Gemara and says, How do we know what? Rashi, the chobat haguf noheged bechol moshvot. How do we know this chiluk that you just said? That chobat haguf applies everywhere, and chobat karka eno ela ba'aris. How do you know this chiluk from a biblical source? Detaru rabbanan ele hachukim. Now let's get the whole pasuk first. Ele hachukim ha-mishpatim asher tishpinu na'asot ba'aretz asher natan Adonai Elohe avoteka lecha l'rishta kol hayamim asher atem hayim ala adamam. That's the whole pasuk. Now the Gemara is going to doresh one word at a time. Okay. Ele hachukim. What is that referring to? Elu ha-midrashot. That's referring to the midrashot. It's the midrashim of Hazal that are doresh the different pesukim of the Torah. Things are not explicitly written. The midrashot. The mishpatim elu hadinim. What is the dinim? Those are the laws that are written explicitly. Asher tishmerun. What's that referring to? Zum mishnah. Why is that mishnah? As she says, shemivya lidem ma'aseh. Right? You learn the mishnah. Tells you the halakha, and she says, "Dichtiv teshmerun la'asot." You got to know your mishnayot in order to know the halakot. La'asot zu ma'aseh. That's the actual deeds themselves. Ba'aris. Oh, and where are these mitzvot done? Ba'aris. Yachol kol ha'mitzvot kulan lo yuhu nagum ila ba'aris. What do you mean? Tell me the Torah only applies to the ba'aris. Tavud domar kol ayamim asher atem chayim ala adama. So asher atem chayim, no matter where you're living, ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. So if you tell me, no matter where you're living, yachol yu nagim ben ba'aris, ben mechutz la'aris. So you tell me, all the mitzvot apply everywhere. Tavud omar ba'aris. Pasuk says aris, so then you have to make a chiluk now. Because one part of the pasuk is telling me everywhere, one part of the pasuk is telling me only aris. Ahar shiriba ha-katuv. Initially the Torah was marbeh, everywhere, and then it was mi'it. And said only ba'aris. Se'ul mad. Mimad she'amur bi'anyan. Go learn it from the context of when this pasuk was written. In this parasha where this pasuk was written, it says, Abed te'abedun. Et kol ha-mekomot asher avdu sham. We have an obligation to eradicate avodah zarah. So it says, Abed te'abedun. And it's written in this parasha that's talking about the observance of the mitzvot. Ma avodat kochavim miyuhedet. It's special in what sense? She chobat taguf. Right, that's on the person. It doesn't matter where the avodah zarah is. Benoheget ben ba'aris ben mechutz la'aretz. Af kol shu chobat taguf. Noheget ben ba'aris ben mechutz la'aretz. Which means I have a pasuk. It tells me some mitzvot are in Eretz Yisrael and some mitzvot are everywhere. How do I know which is which? Look at the context of when this pasuk was written. The pasuk was written, it's talking about avodah zarah. Oh, I'll say, ma avodah zarah. That's chobat aguf. Chobat aguf applies wherever it is, Avodah Zarah you got to destroy everywhere. So therefore, items that are on the goof apply everywhere, and items that are on the karka apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Look at Rashi. Say ulmad. Al ismim katuv omer kol hayamim asher atem hayim al adama. When it says kol hayim means your whole life, no matter where you're living. Which type of mitzvot is that including? Next Rashi, Mema shamur be'anyan desamuchle. Right next to that pasuk, it says abed te'abedun et kol hamikomot dehaynu avodat kohanim va'aleihem nitrabu kol moshbot. And on that, it's referring to all locations. Kedichtiv kol hayamim asher atem hayim. Now, this is a famous, not a famous, but one of the 13 ways that we learn Torah. It's called Davar Halamed Me'anyano. As she says, "V'davar halamed me'anyano echad biyudgimun bidoti v'nilmad mikan dekol chobat aguf noheget apuchot sa'aris." Which means, nilmad me'anyano. What's the subject talking about? Avodah Zarah. And on that, it says kol hayamim, meaning it applies everywhere. Okay, so let me learn what's Avodah Zarah. It's not a chobat akarka. It's chobat Haguf. Oh, so I'll tell you. Similarly, things that are chobat haguf, like avodah zarah, will apply everywhere. Mashma, things that are chobat karka, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's considered davar halamed me'inyano. We're learning the subject from its context, from what's written next to it. Comes the Gemara and continues. Chut min ha'olah v'akil'ayim. Okay, beautiful. The Gemara says what? Except for olah k'lam. Ibai lehu. Anyway, and Rabbi Eliezer came along in the Mishnah and says, Af ha-hadash, also hadash. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer likula palig or lichomra palig? Is Rabbi Eliezer arguing, being more stringent or more lenient? Now, Pashut, it sounds like he's being more stringent. Because the first Rabbi Tanakama is saying, even Orla and Kil'ayim apply all over the world. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Af ha-hadash. Even hadash applies all over the world. Sounds like he's being strict. But the Gemara is not so pashut on that. The Gemara is giving us an option that maybe he's being lenient. So the Gemara is going to speak out exactly how he's strict and how he's lenient. The Gemara says, Lechumra palig, on the side of Chumra, Hakika amatana kama chuch mena orla u mena kilayim. Except for these two items, that what? Dilcheta gemilila. That we have a halakha le Moshe Sinai that says, Afagav, the ikal le marchobat karka, even though it's on the karka, the Kama Moshe Sinai says that Allah applies, Behosar, it's a kalayim as well. Aval Hadash, but Tanakama will say, when it comes to the law of Hadash, Ba'ares in, Behosta Ares, lo, Maita'ama, Moshav le'achar Yerusha Vishiva Mashma. Which means, when it says in the Torah, look at Rashi, Aval Hadash, אבל חדש לא נהג. והפגב דכתיב בממושבותיכם, even though in the parashav חדש, it says ממושבותיכם. תביאו לחם תנופה. Now what is מושבותיכם? In all your dwellings. So the חברה חדש should apply in all your dwellings. So she says, בשפת ולחם וקלי וקרמל, לאו לממרה בכל מקום שאתם יושבים. That Moshpotekim is not come to tell you every place where you're settling. Ela lomar she'af pa'aris lo nithaibu kol yudalit shana shayu begilgal shekavshu v'shehagu ad sheneteshebu ba v'ekir kol ahadet shelo. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, for the first 14 years they were fighting, 7 years, and they divided the land for 7 years. So the Pasuk is coming to tell me by Chadash, Mim Moshpotekim. Which means only when you are miyushav in the Aris, that's when the laws of Hadash kick in. That means the first 14 years when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they were not miyushav yet. They didn't have the settlement. Therefore there was no Hadash. But it's not coming to tell me Moshvotechem, the whole world. So that's Tarekama. Again, Tarekama is telling me, Orla and Kil'ayim is Chayav, Ben Ba'aris, Ben Mechutz La'aris. How do we know? Halakha le Moshe Mesinai. Oh, what about Hadash according to Tarekama? No, only Ba'aris. Aye, but it says the Pasuk Moshvotechem, which is Mashma everywhere. No, that means after they are settled in the Aris. Meaning after the 14 years of the kibush of Yehoshua and the settlement, then the law of Hadash kicks in. Oh, ve'atar b'li ha'ezer le'memar, and now the b'li ha'ezer comes along and says, af Hadash noheg ben ba'arz ben mechosash. He's coming to be mahmir. Not only Orla and Kilayim, but even Hadash applies b'chutz la'aretz. My ta'ama, Moshav b'chol makom she'atim yoshvim. He learns it simply. When it says b'moshibotechem by Hadash, it means in all of your dwellings, even b'chutz la'aretz. So that would be the b'li ha'ezer le'chumrah. And the machloket is how to learn the word mimoshibotechem that's written by Hadash. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Lekula palig. Maybe he's arguing to the lenient side. How? Akikama, this is what it means to say. Tanakama. Chutz mena'ola v'kelayim dilcheta gemirila. Except for kilayim and ola, we have alakam Hashem Sinai, that teach me it applies everywhere. V'kol sheker hadash. And it goes without saying hadash, demoshav, kol makom she'atem yosvim mashma. I don't have to tell you hadash, Tanakama says, because it's a pifirush pasuk, Moshe Votechem. So Tanakama says three items. Orla, kilayim alakam Hashem Sinai, chutz la'aretz, hadash, because of the pasuk of Moshe Votechem. That tarbili ha'ezah de memar, hadash enu noeg ela ba'aretz. Demoshav le'achar yirushav yishiva mashma. And the Biri Ez is coming to be lenient and saying, no, I agree with you by the by two of the three items you mentioned. I agree with you by Orla and Kilayim. But Hadash? No, Hadash only applies to Israel, and Moshe Votechem means after you are settled in the land. Oh, Umay Af. So the word Af doesn't make sense because the Biri Ez says, Afa Hadash, even Hadash. So he says, Akamaita. It's going back not on the words of Tanakama, it's going back on the beginning of the Mishnah that said, any mitzvah that's talui ba'aris only applies in the aris. And the Bili Ezer says, even hadash, it applies ba'aris, it's only in the aris. The word af is going back on the klal that is said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that any mitzvah that's talui ba'aris is no eged dafka ba'aris. So Tanakama said, but not hadash. The Bili says, yes, af hadash. Even hadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the question of the Gemara. Is the Bili Ezer lechumra, or is he lekula? Tashema. De'amar Abaye, man tana de palig aled Rabbi Eliezer. Who is the Tanakama of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yishma'eli. It is Rabbi Yishma'el. What does Rabbi Yishma'el say? Tetanya, we have a bright alel. Lamidcha, shekol makom shene'emar bo moshav. Anytime it says in the Pasuk, Mimoshevotechem or Moshevotechem, Eno ela le'achar Yerusha v'yishiva. It means after you settled in the land. That means what? When it says Mimoshevotechem by Hadash, it means after you settled in the land. But according to the Bishma, it only applies in the land. So must be the Bili Ezer who's arguing, must say after Hadash applies outside of the land. You see, once we know Tanakama is the Bishma, and we know what the Bishma holds. He learns Moshevotechem means after you settled. That means what? That Hadash only applies in Israel after you settled it, after 14 years. Mashma, that Tanakama is lenient on Hadash. If he's the one that's being lenient, what does the Bili Ezer must be saying? Afa Hadash is no eget, even Bechutz La'aretz. So that we have solved our dilemma, the Bili Ezer is indeed Lechumra. Devnei Rabbi Ishmael, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva comes to Rabbi Ishmael and says, Hare Shabbat, Shneimar bo Moshbot. What are you talking? On Shabbat it also says, "Lo tevaru esh bechol moshvotechem." So you're going to tell me what? Shabbat only applies in it after it gets settled? Fenoheged ben ba'ad b'mechos la'ares. We know Shabbat applies everywhere. Amar le Shabbat, come on, don't make me Shabbat. Kal v'chomer atya. Shabbat we know from a kal v'chomer. Ma mitzvot kalot noheged ben ba'ad b'mechos la'ares. If the light mitzvot apply in chutz la'ares, Shabbat hamira lo kol sheken? Oh, now we get to the proof. Midamar Abaye, man tanad de parig al de bili azbi Ishmael, Shmaminar bili azbi lechumla parig, Shmaminar. We have proof positive because the bili Ishmael holds what that Hadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And what does Moshe Motechem mean? After you settle the land, that means the first 14 years they went into Israel, there was no law of Hadash. They eat whatever wheat they want. Also, if the bili Ishmael is saying only in Israel, must be the Bili Ezer is saying, even Bechutz La'aretz, because he's the one that is arguing. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now, before we go further, we need to read this Rashi. Look at the Rashi, Lelamedcha Shekol Makom. It's a big Rashi here. And Bishmael's Shita is, that when it says Moshe Botechem means after you settled in the land. Right? After the 14 years, to teach me that all over. But what was his starting point? What was his Moshe Botechem that the Bi Ishmael started from? So that she says, it's not Omer. He applies it to Omer. But he was learning originally from Nisachim. There's a law of pouring Nisachim wine on the Mizbeah. Look at the Rashi now. Gabe parashat Nisachim ka'e, be parashat shelach necha. Dichtiv. Ki tavo'u el eres moshbotechem. Va'asitem ishe la'ashem. You'll bring korbanot and you will pour wine on the Mizbeah. Yeah? Ve'alif Rabbi Ishmael v'shchitat kadashim nikra. This pasuk he learns, Telo ba ketuv ela lat'inam nisachim lebamot sibur velo lebamot yachid. We need an introduction here. There's two types of altars that we have. We have bamot sibur, that's a public mizbeah that korbanot are brought on. Then you have bamat yachid. That's a personal mizbeah. Each guy can build in his backyard. Sometimes the private bamot are permissible. It's called hetera bamot. And sometimes it is forbidden. For example, let's go backwards. Once the Beit HaMikdash was built, no more bamot of any sort are permissible. You only can bring in the Beit HaMikdash. However, when we had, for example, temporary structures, when they had the Mishkan, for example, in a tent, not in the Midbar, but when we came into Eretz Yisrael, let's say, so then, well, actually, if it's Shiloh, I'll tell you what exactly it is. He gives us the history. He writes like this: Acharei Kenisa La'aretz Hayu Kama Tikufot. There were different periods. It's good to get this history. That was the first place where the Mishkan was. And Gilgal lasted for 14 years. Now, the Gilgal was a temporary structure. Gilgal has a deed of a Bama Gedola, or Bamat Sibur. So long as it's a temporary structure, Bamat Yahid is permissible. So they were allowed to have their private backyard items. Okay? Lahar mikin ukam mishkan b'shilo. Now in Shiloh it was more permanent. It was made out of bricks. Shiloh lasted for 369 years. Since it was more permanent, at that period bamot were forbidden. Okay? After Shiloh was destroyed, the Mishkan moved to Nov and then to Giv'on altogether for 57 years. Also, these were considered permanent structures. These were considered bamot, temporary structures, and therefore bamat yachid were permissible. So there was a back and forth period of time when bamot yachid were putar and when they were asud. But one thing is clear, the first 14 years since the Mishkan in Gilgal was temporary, bamat yachid was permissible. Now I want to point out, however, in the Midbar, when they had a Mishkan, which was also a temporary structure, there was no bamot permissible. All the korbanot were brought in the Mishkan. Yes, so there's different stages. Now look what the Rabbi Ishmael learns from this pasuk. It's important that you get this introduction, because the Gemara is going to go through this a little. When it comes to the Nisachim, pouring the wine libel on the Mizbeah, it says, Mimoshe Botechim. It says the pasuk, in your dwellings. Now, what does this mean? So you look at Ashi, first white line. Delo ba katuv ela lat'inan nisachim lebamot sibur. He says the chidush of the Torah is to tell me that only on bamot sibur, on the public altars, whatever the public altar was, that's when you pour wine. Delo lebamot yachid. But on private altars, you don't have to pour wine. Venafkalem bedichtiv asher ani noten lachem. Oh, the pasuk is talking in plural. Bamat Yahid is not Lachem, Bamat Yahid is private. So from the fact that Pasuk says Asher Ani Noten Lachem, we know the context of the Pasuk of the wine is only talking about Bamot Sibur. Continue. Hay moshmotechem lav kol makom she'atem yoshvim bashma. Right. Moshbotechem in this pasuk cannot mean wherever you are settled. Because if the pasuk is talking about a bamat sibur, the bamat sibur was in one location. It was either in Shiloh, or is in Nov, or is in one place. If we're talking about bamat yachid is all over the place. Anybody's backyard. So let's review again. According to the Bishmael, the pasuk of Nesachim, first of all, he establishes in the pasuk Asher Ani Noten Lachem, we're talking about the general bama, which was in one locale. Good? And therefore, when it says Moshbotechem in that pasuk, it cannot be referring to wherever you are. Because it's not a law of wherever you are, it's only where the Bamat Sibur is, which is one location. Oh, De'en Bamat Sibur Elo B'makom Echad. So what is the word Moshav coming to teach me? Elahai Moshav Dechtiv Atakra L'Shmerinan De'ap Be'bamat Gilgal. That even in the Bama of Gilgal, which is Bamat Sibur, Shaya Sham Mizbeach HaNechoshet, where there was a Mizbeach, they called Yud Dalet Shana Shekav Chubahalku, Vi Bamat Sibur, Lo Nitchayibu B'Nesachim. Why? Because they weren't settled yet. And Kol Od that there's not a yeshiva, there's no Nesachim, that means in Gilgal, for 14 years they did not pour wine on the Mizbeach. You got that Rabbi Ishmael understood this here? First of all, he establishes the Pasuk, we're talking about Bamot Sibur. From Asher Ani Noten Lachem. That's got to be Sibur Bamot. Then he says, what's the pshat in the word Moshbotechem? Moshbotechem cannot mean wherever you are. Because if it's Bamat Sibur, it's only in one location. Bamat Sibur is in one spot. Also, what is the word Moshbotechem teaching me? That even in that one spot, you only have to start putting wine on the Mizbeah after you are settled. Lahar Yeshiva. And therefore, Abba Meshebao Shiloh. But after Shiloh, which is after the 14 years of Gilgal, Tehainu Lahar Yerushav Yeshiva, after they settled the land, Nitchaibu Benesachim. Veshuv no pasku nesachim mebamot sibur, and from that day on, they poured wine on bamot sibur. Va'afilu meshachar b'shilo, even after Shiloh was destroyed, va'itab bamot sibur benov v'givon. Ve'ainu dekamal lelamidcha, and that's what it's coming to teach me. That any time you see the word moshbotechem, it means la'achar yeshiva. Clear? His source is from nesachim. Ramadan continues. Mehdi. Rabbi Ishmael, Ahecha Ka'et. Rabbi Ishmael, what was his source to teach me Moshbotechem means after you settled the land? Anesachim. Okay, let's talk about Anesachim. Anesachim, Bi'a Umoshav Ketiv Behu. Which means like this. How could you learn from Nesachim to all other places? In the Perashav Nesachim it says not only the word Moshav, it says also Kitavo Ela'aris. So maybe only in places that have two words, Bi'ah U'Moshav, those items I'll tell you apply specifically in Eretz Yisrael. But maybe on other Pesukim that only say Moshav alone, how could you learn from there that it only applies to Eretz Yisrael? If your source is Nesachim, then the rule that you could make is, when it says Bi'ah U'Moshav, it's Ba'aris. For example, by Hadash, it doesn't say Kitavu. It just says Moshav. So therefore, how could you learn from Nesachim that says Bi'ah U'Moshav to cases that only say Moshav? That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Hachi ka'ama lelamed shekol makom shneimar bi'a u'moshav eno ela lahar yirusha liyishiva." Devrei Rabbi Ishmael, you're right. And I mean, adjust it. Only places that say bi'a and moshav. It's got to say both to apply in Eretz Yisrael. Good. Now, incidentally, Hadash is included. Because by Hadash it says, Kitavo el ha'ar is the shirinu tenachem, Hukat olam adotachem, Bechom ashmatachem. So Hadash is still in. Okay, so it means so we narrowed him a bit just now. That the only time you can learn Moshbotechem to mean Davka Ba'aris is when it has also a Kitavot with it. So you need a Bi'ah and a Moshav. Hadash, incidentally, you have a Bi'ah and a Moshav, so he's good. Continue the Gemara. The Rebbe Ishmael. So now we have a big question. Amar lo Rebbe Akiva. So what was Rebbe Akiva's claim against Rebbe Ishmael? Shabbat. Shne'emar bo Moshbot. Right? Lebechot Moshbotechem. Va'amar le. And what did he answer back? Shabbat kavahomeri. Let him answer simple. It doesn't say kitabo. Ne'emale ana bi'ah Moshav kamina. Once already I'm telling you Rabbi Ishmael's item is bi'ah Moshav. So Rabbi Akiva comes and says, oh, Shabbat says Moshav. He should answer him back. I'm talking about Moshav. I'm talking about say bi'ah Moshav to be Davka Ba'aris. What do you tell me? Kavahomer. What's kavahomer? Just say it's so simple. So Gemara says, hada ve'ot kamar. You're right. He told him two things. Hada de anabi'ah moshav kamina. Number one, you have no question on me because I hold to be an Eretz Yisrael, got to say bi'ah and moshav. Ve'ot de ka'amal tarei Shabbat shne'emar b'moshbot Shabbat kavahomeri. Okay, go easy. Hit him from two angles. Number one, it doesn't fit my formula. It doesn't have bi'ah and moshbot. So it doesn't have much Shabbat. Shabbat applies everywhere. Of course, I chose moshbot, so it doesn't say bi'ah. And anyway, Shabbat we can make a kavahomer. If on the light mitzvot they apply on Sa'aris, kavahomer on the heavy mitzvot they can apply on Sa'aris. So he told them two claims. Good. Now we got to get to the essence of the mahlokat of Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva by Nisachim. Let's speak the mahlokat out outside for a minute. Rabbi Ishmael holds what? Moshpotechem by Nesachim means for the first 14 years they did not bring Nesachim on Bamat Sibur. Right? They didn't stop bringing Nesachim in Eretz Yisrael only until Moshpotechem. Lahar Yeshiva. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says Moshpotechem not telling me after Yeshiva. They brought Nesachim from the beginning. What's the mahlokah over here? How do they learn these pesukim over here? Right? If I can crystallize the Gemara's question, as I look at Rashi, it really stems on how do they learn the word Moshbotechem. Whereas Rabbi Ishmael learns the word Moshbotechem, it means Lahar Yeshiva, and Rabbi Akiva learns Moshbotechem means everywhere. Where did they get this mahlok and how to work? What's the root of the mahlok of Moshbotechem? Bekirbu nesachim b'midbar kamepalge. Oh, you know where it all started from? On a basic fundamental mahloket. Did they bring nesachim in the midbar? 40 years in the midbar, we had the mishkan. Did they pour? Now we only know they had. There was no bamot in the midbar. They only had bamot sibur, one public mishkan. That's where all the korbanot were brought. So there's a mahloket on that. Bamat sibur, was their wine pourings. Oh, what's the question? Rabbi Ishmael sabar, lo kirbu nesachim b'midbar. Rabbi Ishmael says they did not bring. Rabbi Akiva says, kirbu nesachim b'midbar. How does that have any bearing on Moshpotechem? Rashi. Rabbi Ishmael sabar lo kirbu nesachim b'midbar. Ve'afal gab dichtiv b'miluim. Even though it says in the Torah, ve'ze asher ta'aseh la'mizbeyach uchtiv ben nesachim be'olat tamid. And it says when you bring the korban olah, olah tamid, you bring nesachim be'korban siburu da'avu. Ah, that was only talking that they brought nesachim when the korban was a public korban. For example, korban olat tamid, which is for the sibur. Aval yehidim, individuals, lo nitayibu benesachim, ela mibi'at ha'ares va'ilach lahar yirusha v'yeshiva. Which means, of course they brought nesachim in the midbar on the bamat sibur. On what type of korbanot? On korbanot sibur. But if a yahid came to bring a korban shelamim, or he brought a neder or a nedaba, whatever it was, there was no nesachim for a yahid. Oh, so what's the pasuk coming to teach me? Mosbotechem, that when did the yahidim begin to bring nesachim? Lahar yeshiva, which means what was not permissible until this point became permissible at a later point by the pasuk mosbotechem. Next Rashi. Rabbi Akiva savar no kirbu nesachim liyachid b'midbar meshekalbu l'rabim. He says no. Wine was brought on the mizbeach in the midbar ben korbenot sibur ben korban yachid. Hilkach al korach ilat ina nesachim l'bama gedola lo istarichra. The pasuk cannot be coming to teach me that you're allowed to bring nesachim on a bama gedola, a public bama, because we know that already. They were doing it already in the midbar, according to Rabbi Akiva. Shkevat teuna ve'omedet, ubi'amura kan, lo shkira elav nebamat yachid, shutra bebi'atan legelgal kol yad shana v'bagadola atinam nesachim. The chidush of the pasuk is telling me that what? That when you came into Eretz Yisrael, he learns the pasuk, that what? That for the first 14 years, when you were allowed to have private bamot, you need nesachim on those items. Which means, according to Rabbi Akiba, the pasuk of nesachim cannot be talking about public, about bamat sibur. Because he held in the midbar on the bamat sibur, the sachim were brought on every style of a korban. Ben besibur, ben beyahid. Which means when an individual came to the bamat sibur, he brought the sachim. So I don't need you to tell me now any laws of the sachim, mosbotechem, that on a bamat sibur you bring the sachim. What do we know that? You're doing that already in Israel. In the midbar you're doing that already. Ela must be the pasuk of the sachim is referring to a bamat yahid. Private altar. When were private altars permissible? During the 14 years of Gilgal. And the Hiddush of the Pasuk is saying that when you go into Eretz Israel, for those 14 years that Bamat Yahid is permissible, the Yahid's got a pour the Sachim. I didn't know that yet. I only know Yahidim bring wine on the Sibur. But to teach me Yahid, that's the Pasuk. When you go into Israel, something's got to change. So we have a fantastic machloket, how to learn nesachim. Yeah. I'm reviewing. Ishmael says, a yahid never brought in the midbar, even on the bamat sibur. So I need the pasuk to tell me that when does the yahid, I'm sorry, the yahid never brought. So when does, what's the pasuk telling me? That there's going to come a time after yeshiva, after 14 years, yes, the yahid that brings on a bamat sibur will have to bring the sachim, something that he did not do up until this point. The har yeshiva, yes, the yahid that brings on the bamat sibur teunan nesachim. But according to the Bishmael, a bamat yahid, there's no nesachim. There's no pasuk for that. It's all talking about sibur. The Rabbi Akiva says no. Yahidim, they brought nesachim in the midbar. To bring me a pasuk that the yahid brings on a bamat sibur, I know they'll do that in the midbar. So what pasuk must be talking about? Not a bamat sibur. The pasuk must be referring to a bamat yahid. And the hadush of the pasuk is what? That after you go into Eretz Yisrael, and right away, mosbotechem, when you enter, kitavo, when you enter, day one, there's bamat yahids, you're bringing a korban, pour the wine on the... That's something you didn't do in the midbar. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, "Hi, Tana de Beri Bishmael." This opinion of the Bishmael, they say Tana de Beri Bishmael. What does Tana de Beri Bishmael mean? A Tana that studied in the yeshiva of Rabbi Bishmael. That's whenever you say that Tana de Beri Bishmael, Mapik miidach Tana de Beri Bishmael. He learned the shita in Mosbotechem from another rabbi that learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Bishmael. The Tana de Beri Bishmael. Hu'il v'ne'emru bi'ot b'Torah stam. Right? The Torah says many times, kitavo'u, kitavo'u, kitavo'u. Right? In the arts. U'parat necha katuv be'ahad mehem. Le'ahar Yirusha v'Yishiva. And in one of the cases, it specifically said that what? That it's after you settle. Af kol le'ahar Yirusha v'Yishiva. That's she. Haytan Rabbi Mishmai de'le'er de'let de'Yirusha v'Yishiva. Ela'echa dektiv moshav im bi'a. But according to the Bishmael, we learned, it's got to say two things. It's got to say Kitavo and Moshav. Mapik mi'idach tana, motza medato shel tana aher. De'afidu lo katav ela bi'al yehudeh, eno ela lahar Yirusha v'Yishiva. Which means, once already, so I was learning, I have one model. It says Kitavo, and it says Moshmotechem. And I'm learning that that's talking about after Yeshiva, after the settlement. Now, for now on, whenever it's going to say the word Moshav, even alone, I follow the model. And therefore, as she says, Uparat lecha be'had mehem. Now, where's this case that it specified? Gebe melech. By the law.
Lecture mode on.
What does it say by a king? And as she says, Ki tavo el ha'aretz v'yirishtem. Clearly. V'yishevtem ba. The law of appointing a king only applies after you settled the land and you inherited it and all that, okay? So once already I have a pasuk that teaches me, once, Kitabo, Ela Aris, Viashavtaba, then you appoint a king. So I apply this to all cases, Rashi, Gemara. Viidach, the other opinion that says no. Moshpotechem means everywhere in the world. Mishum dahava melech ubekurim shne ketuvim abayim keehad. Vechol shne ketuvim keehad emelamedim. I have two pesukim. One pesuk by melech that teaches me that you only appoint a king after you are settled. I have a pesuk by bekurim that you only have to stop bringing bekurim after you are settled. So what's the rule? Two pesukim that are teaching me the same item, specifically to this item. You don't learn it anywhere else. So therefore, only these two items that the Torah specified that apply after Yerusha, that's those two. You can't learn it to everywhere else. The first rabbi says, no. It says it by Melech, after Yerusha you apply it to king. And it says to Moshe Patechem and Bi'ah. So to any time it says in the rest of the Torah, I can learn the law from Melech. That it means after Yeshiva. The other rabbi says, no, you have Melech and you have Bikurim. You forgot Bikurim. It's two pesukim that clearly say only apply after Yerusha. Shnei ketuvim ba'im ke'ehad. You can't learn it anywhere else. Oh, ve'idach. Ve'idach, the other rabbi, Rabbi Ishmael, tzerikhe. I need both these pesukim. It's only shnei ketuvim ba'im ke'ehad if it's repetitious. But if I need both of them, then already I'm able to learn from them to the rest of the Torah. Sirikhe di'iketiv rahmana melech velo katab bikurim. If it only said melech, applies after Yerusha. Hav amir bikurim dekam metaneh le'altar. I would say, but maybe bikurim applies immediately, because you benefit from the fruit immediately. The second you come to the land of Israel, there's fruit. So maybe the laws of bikurim apply immediately. If it just would have said melech, I said maybe only after you conquer the land applies to melech after 14 years, then you appoint the king. But when it comes to the situation of bikurim, I would say maybe it applies immediately. The katab bikurim velo katab melech. If it just would have said bikurim, that applies after Yerusha. Have a mina melech tadarkol lechbosh ta'altar. I would say maybe the king applies immediately because he's the one that takes us to war. And immediately we went to war. So therefore, I cannot learn melech to bikurim. I cannot learn bikurim to melech. Therefore, both of them are considered shtiklim v'mikayachad. I'm sorry. It's not considered shnikrim kehad, because I need both of them. Therefore, I'm able to say that just like over here it's referring to after yeshiva, after settlement, anytime it's going to say now the word, mosmotechem, it means after settlement. The idach, or the other rabbi that says it is shnikrim kehad, niktov rachmana melech. No, let the just write melech. Velo ba'ay bekurim. You have to write Bikurim. Ve'ana amina, umam melech delichbosh. A king, which normally you should appoint the king immediately because you need him to conquer. And still, lahar Yerusha v'yeshiva. And still the laws, you don't appoint the king until after the whole war is over. Bikurim l'kol sheken. or the Mosul Bikuni, which is he held, if you tell me a normal war, you fight with a king. The king takes you out to war. And still you're telling me that you don't appoint the king in Israel until after the war is over. So if king is not till after, certainly Bikuni, therefore it's Shnek and Tuvim Keha, therefore you cannot learn to other places. Oh, Vidach Ikativache. If the Torah would have written like that, Havamina Midi Dahave Ahala, I would have said no. That maybe Bikurim is similar to Hala, that applies immediately. Kamashtra, that's why you have to tell me Bikurim to tell me Jesus. Bikurim is necessary. Because if it only would have said Melech, I would say Melech applies later. But Bikurim maybe is similar to Hala, that applies immediately. Kamashlam Bikurim, so therefore it's not Shnei Ketuvim. Therefore, I'm able to learn it to all other places. Very good. So now, basically what we just did in this version over here, is this Tana de Beit Yishmael that learned by Nesachim the way he learned, he actually was tipped off by a statement that another rabbi in the Bishwaz Yeshiva said. And what was that statement? That we have a pasuk by Melech. What does it say by Melech? When you go into Israel, after Yerusha, after you inherit the land, you'll appoint a king. So he said, once already we have a pasuk by Melech, and it teaches me that Moshe Potechem and Yerusha, it means after Yerusha and all that business. So anytime it's going to say the word Moshe Potechem, it means after Yerusha and all that stuff. Oh, the other rabbi says, nah, Melech and Bikurim, you have another item here you forgot about, Melech and Bikurim. These are two items that the Torah specifically says applies only after you settle. And therefore, Shnei Ketuvim Arim Kehad Ein Melech Bikurim. It's only these two items. But everything else, maybe the word Moshe Potechem means Bechol HaOlam. Oh, the Bishra will come back and say, no, this is not Shnei Ketuvim. You need both of them, because I could not learn one from the other. The Gemara, in conclusion, because this ends this piece here, it's saying that the Bishra, we know what he holds. Moshe Potechem means in Israel. After the Yerusha, after the war, after the settlement. That's what he holds. That's why he holds also in the Mishnah that Hadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. After the 14 years of settlement, that's when it applies. So the first version said he learned it from Nesachim. That just like the word Nesachim, Moshe Potechem means after Yerusha. So to everywhere, when it says Moshe Potechem, it's after Yerusha. Second version is Abaye. He learns it from Melech. Nu Derasha. Just like by Melech it says, when do you appoint a king? After you enter the land and you settle it, so too any time it's going to say, Kitavo el ha'ares and Moshe Potechem, it's going to mean after you settle it. So the source is Melech. Aye, what do you mean? I got Melech and Bikurim? Shnei Ketuvim Ke'arad, it also says after you settle? No, it's not Shnei Ketuvim because you need each one, you cannot learn one from the other. So it's either the Bishmael learns it from Nesachim or from Melech. It's two different tracks. Comes the Gemara and continues. Oh. Now we have a strong question here. So you tell me anything that's a chobat ha'guf, that's on the person, like Shabbat, applies bim mechutz la'aretz, bim mechutz la'aretz. Moshav dechatav rahamana gabe Shabbat amadi. Why does the Torah use the word Moshe Potechem by Shabbat? It's not so. Moshe Potechem, according to these rabbis, means in Israel, after Yerusha. It's not so. Shabbat applies, you're telling me now, everywhere. It's Chabat Aguf. So the word Moshe Potechem by Shabbat doesn't make sense. Right?
Good question.
Good question. Or Rashi's asking a little different. Rashi's saying like this. I'll explain it according to Rashi. Stronger question. Is it obvious that Shabbat applies everywhere? Of course, Shabbat is Chabat Aguf. Good? So what do you have to tell me the word Moshe Potechem for then? Moshe Potechem you learn means everywhere, in all of your dwellings. Okay, good. Do you have to tell me that? Once I know the rule that something that's Chobat HaGuf applies everywhere, the Torah doesn't have to tell me the word Moshe Potechem. It's tarikh. No, you need it. Since Shabbat is written in the Perashah that talks about the holidays, I might have thought that Shabbat needs a sanctification in Betin, just like the holidays, which means the rabbis in Yerushalayim need to say, Mekudash, Mekudash, Mekudash. So I might have thought what? that Shabbat also needs a sanctification of Beit Din. Every Friday, Beit Din has to say, tonight is Shabbat, Mikudash. That's what I would have thought. Kamashmalan. That teaches me, no, Mosvotechim. That Shabbat applies everywhere. Everywhere means you don't need a specific sanctification from Yerushalayim. Mosvotechim teaches me it applies everywhere. You don't need a sanctification. Yom Tov you need. Yom Tov starts in Yerushalayim. In the Beit Din in Yehuda. From there, it goes to everywhere else. But Shabbat Moshe Potekim teaches me, not that it applies everywhere, of course I know it applies everywhere, it's Chobat Aguf. Moshe Potekim teaches me, I don't need a sanctification from a certain specific spot. Moshe Potekim applies everywhere. Good? Okay, now, Moshe Avdechtiv Rahmanah Gabe Hala Vedam Lamali. Okay, by the law of Hala, I didn't say Hala, Gabe Heleb. It's a mistake. Heleb. Torah says you can't eat halev. Halev is chumat aguf, correct? It's on the person. You can't eat halev anywhere. Why does it say Moshe Potechim in the pasuk? By halev it says Moshe Potechim. Vedam, blood. You can't eat blood anywhere. It's chumat aguf. Why does it say Moshe Potechim? It's tzarich, you need it. You know why? Since this pasuk is written by the laws of the korbanot, I might have thought that it only applies when there's korbanot. Then you can't eat chelev vedam. Bizman deleka korban. No, but maybe when there's no korbanot, I would say no. Kamash ma'alam musmutehim. The DSP it applies always, even when there's no korbanot. Next one. Moshav dekatav rahmana gabim matzah umaror. Torah says. Now, you know, matzah maror is what? Chobat aguf. So it all applies everywhere. What do you have to tell me Moshe Potekim for? Lamali, it's tarikh, you need it. You know why? Sakadachamino iluchtim al matzot umririm yocheluhu. You will eat the korban Pesach with matzah and maror. Bizman deika Pesach in. I might think when there's korban Pesach, there's matzah maror. Bizman deleka Pesach, no. Kamash ma'lan, Moshe Potekim, that even when there's no korban Pesach, you have to eat the matzah. One more. Bi'ad echtiv rachmana gabit tefillin u'petr hamor lamali. Oh. Tefillin, chobat aguf. Petr hamor, chobat aguf. It's not the land. So why does the Torah say, v'ayaki v'yakha Hashem el ha'aris? It's got to do with the aris. Why does the Torah introduce these mitzvot with Bi'ah, what's a kitabo? Lamadi, how me be'ele, lechnetanya, lechnetanya de Bishmael. Asa, ase, mitzvah, zu, bishvish, tikanesla, ares. Exactly. These mitzvot over here, if you do them, segula, you're going to inherit the land. They apply everywhere. But you want to be Zocheh Teres Israel? Do these two mitzvot, and through them you will be Zocheh Teres Israel. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.